It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's state lab has detected the nation's first case of a highly transmissible variant of COVID-19, first detected in England. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
State officials announced yesterday that an Elbert County man tested positive for the new, more infectious variant. He apparently did not travel internationally, so Dr. Mark Johnson, the interim director of Jefferson County Public Health, says it's likely that there are more people here carrying the UK strain.
That would certainly be my guess, and I would not be surprised if there are hundreds of people that have the variant in Colorado.
Johnson says the good news is it appears the vaccine protects against this new strain, and Coloradans should continue to do what they've been doing. Wear a mask, avoid crowds, and wash hands. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A key leader in Colorado's COVID-19 response is leaving her post next month. Sarah Thunberg came from the tech world in Boulder. She was recruited to help scale testing and build contact tracing systems.
I have had the incredible opportunity to do that in this difficult time of COVID-19 in Colorado. I'm super proud of the work, and now we're sort of in this really wonderful transition period. We're transitioning to vaccine.
She says what was supposed to be just a few weeks became 9 months at the state. Residents in Denver can leave their Christmas trees out for recycling starting Monday. The city says people have 2 weeks to put out trees on their scheduled trash pickup day. Residents must remove all decorations, lights, and stands and set the trees out before 7 a.m. Artificial trees will not be picked up. Denver also has 2 drop-off locations. The trees will be turned into mulch to give away in the spring. Christmas lights can also be dropped off at designated sites. Colorado weather's mostly sunny with a chance for snow in the mountains tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.